a sunny day in Lilburn, and this is episode 79 of Ron's Update. I hope you enjoy it. It's been about a month and a half since I've done one, so here it is. Welcome to another edition of the Ron's Update podcast. I'm at Lilburn Park this morning, and I'm going to be walking for about 45 minutes, so I thought I'd talk to you while I was walking. I haven't podcasted for probably well over a month, and I guess I'm having a pod block or some such thing as that. I don't know what you'd call it. Just haven't been in the mood to get out the recorder and talk to anybody. I think it has to do with my ongoing lack of running. I mean, I've been getting some fairly decent bike miles in lately, but I haven't run that much. I mean, most of my runs have been run walks, and they've been for about 2 miles maybe, something like that. I'm trying to get my foot back to where I can run on it consistently. And I went to Stone Mountain last Saturday. I think it was Saturday. And decided I would just start out on a trail and see how it went. And I set my gym boss for a run 30, walk 30 pattern. And I ended up doing the whole trail, which basically is about 5.8 miles. And my foot held up really well the whole time. Wearing my Brooks Cascadia 6s, and so I thought, wow, this is great, my foot's not hurting, I'm all set. And then I got home, sat down, watched some TV. When I stood up, I about fell over. My foot hurt so bad, my heel was hurting. It's like it tightened up, you know, after the run. So I thought, well, maybe I'm back where I started. And then that was Sunday I did that, Sunday morning. And yesterday was Monday, and I've got an old Swin Voyager SP touring bike, and I decided I would take it out for a bike ride just to see how it was doing, because I had taken it in for a major tune-up, and I decided I'd just drag it out and ride. And I rode about 7 miles, which I put some pedals on it that are called campus pedals, that have a clip on one side and just platform on the other, so you don't have to wear cleats if you don't want to. With my main idea, that was I was going to ride my bike down here to Lilburn Park, then I could run, and then I could hop on a bike and ride home, and I wouldn't have to trade shoes out or anything, because I could just wear my running shoes. So I took the bike out yesterday and rode it for about 7 miles, and when you're used to clipless pedals and being clipped in, you get used to pulling up on your upstroke. And I was riding a bike, and I'd be yanking my foot up and right off the pedal because there was nothing holding it down, you know. But after a while, I got used to it. So I got in about 7 miles riding that bike yesterday. I'm going by some kind of a plant over here next to the trail. And that's that humming you hear in the background. So anyway, I got in 7 miles.
How many times are you going to say 7 miles?
That was in the morning. And then the afternoon, I decided, well, what I'm going to do is take my trek out to Stone Mountain and ride, because my overall minutes for the day, or time for the day, was supposed to be like an hour and 25 minutes. And I got in like 35 on the Voyager SP, So I took my trek out to Stone Mountain in the afternoon and got in the rest of my mileage, which it was turned out to be a little over 10 and a half, so I got in 17 for the day. But the point I was trying to make was, yesterday my foot didn't hurt at all. I mean, not a bit. And I dragged out some old Nike Deschutes sandals I have, and I was wearing them, and I thought, well, my foot will probably hurt wearing these sandals. But they never did hurt my foot at all. So I was gonna, my schedule calls for 45 minutes today, and I was originally gonna run, but I've got a one of those portable blood pressure and pulse gizmos you put on your arm and push the button and it reads your blood pressure and your pulse. I do that not every morning, but some mornings. And this morning, well, let me back up a little bit. The past couple of days that I'd done that, one morning my resting pulse was 46, and then I checked it yesterday and it was a 48, but it's only two beats. This morning I checked it three times, because the first time I checked it, it was a 53. Which is mean it's going up, right? So I decided, well, using the pulse theory there, today's going to be a rest day, so I'll just walk. So here I am, walking at Lilburn Park instead of running. And hopefully I'll feel fine. We'll see how my heel feels once I finish walking. So I'm just going to walk 45 minutes like I would have run 45 minutes. Next week is the Peachtree Road Race, and probably a month ago when I did my podcast, I mentioned this is probably going to be my slowest Peachtree ever. We'll see. Normally I get...
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Normally I get... not wound up, but you know, I anticipate doing Peachtree. It's like this every yearly thing I do, and this year I'm just not into it, you know. I don't know if it's because I haven't been able to do any running. It's mostly biking, and I think psychologically I get screwed up, because in order for me to run good, I have to have run. Even though I've been riding my bike and getting my time in and my heart rate up, and I do have the aerobic fitness, there is a difference between riding a bike and running. And I can tell that my leg muscles that I use when I run aren't in as good a condition as they normally are.
Morning.
And where, I mean, my bike muscles are okay, but I guess from my knee down is where my calf muscles and all, you know, which when those get tight, that's what screws up my plantar fascia, I think. And right now they feel like they're out of shape compared to my biking muscles. And this is another one of those things where I go, does that make any sense? Because I have no idea. I know that aerobically I've got the base just because of the bike riding, but as far as running, I'm just not confident. There's a lot of people on the trail today. But anyway, I have about, let me see, this is Tuesday. So I've got a little over a week until Peachtree. So my expectations aren't that high on how I'm going to do. So it's going to be slow. But since I have no expectations, I won't be disappointed, because I'm not really shooting for a time goal. I just want to complete the course in a reasonable amount of time and not really worry about my pace. And if I can get the right frame of mind, I'm, you know, depending on how I feel that day. And sometimes when I get to a race like that, you just automatically go into race mode and just do whatever you think you can do and then suffer the consequences later. So at the present moment, my race strategy is going to be doing walk and run, and not a long run, you know, just maybe 30-30, who knows. But once I get down to the start line, I may switch to something like a 2-minute run and 30-second walk and just chug and hope my foot holds up. And then if I finish the race and my foot has held up, my confidence will start coming back maybe, and then I can start getting back into serious running mode, which I've been wanting to do. But in the past, when I've had plantar fasciitis, I've just run, you know. My heel hurt and I just ran. Well, this time, it's like I haven't run. And the more you don't, the more you won't. So it's kind of like the snowball effect. So I'm going to try to break that and get back into it and see how it goes. There's going to be another party after the race at Pedipides at Ainslie Mall. I'm planning on going to with Laura. She doesn't know it yet. Lots of people out here today. I'm not walking exceptionally fast, about 19:36 pace, but I'm doing it. And my heart rate's only like a 73. I hear a train way off in the distance. It'll be rumbling by here any time now. Well, Laura's down in the panhandle of Florida right now on vacation with my granddaughter and Laura's mom. They're not Panama City, but somewhere down in that area, which isn't exactly a good time to be down there since that hurricane Debbie has been down in that area for most of the week. I got a text message from her yesterday, said that today it looked like it was going to clear up. They've been down there since Saturday or Sunday, so they've been in the middle of it the whole time. I got to send her a text message and tell her we're going to go to the after Peachtree party at Pedipides again this year. That's if my foot holds up and I can actually stand on it, you know, after the race. But I may be surprised. You never can tell. I may have a good race just by accident. Sometimes that happens. You go with no expectations, and for some reason that particular morning you just start feeling good and off you go. Well, we'll see. I'm not going to be pushing myself to do anything particular. Just one foot in front of the other. Or as my motto is, just keep moving. So, up here, hear that train in the background? Going to be flying by here, probably a couple hundred yards from the track right now. This exercise trail runs parallel the track for probably a little less than a mile and a half, something like that. And I think they're extending it farther. It's going to go from Lilburn Park over to Harmony Grove soccer fields eventually, I think, which will make the out and back on this trail about 6 miles, probably about 3 miles over there and 3 miles back, which would be a good trail after that. And it's paved, so you could ride a bike on it if you want to. I've ridden from home, gone down Rockbridge Road, which is at the far end of this trail, and then ridden down the trail back to Lilburn Park and then back up the big hill back home, which gives me about a 10-mile bike ride. Well, here's the train. I'll just let you listen to it while I jabber on about nothing in particular. But I really do want to get back into being a consistent runner and get back on the trail like I want to, and get my miles up, because right now my mileage is, I think this last week I did 8 miles of run walk and a little over 30 of bike riding, for I guess a little close to 4 hours total, something like that. But I do like riding the bike. It does give me some variation, and I've been trying to alternate. Like, I'm still doing the minutes for the duathlon program that I did on beginner triathlete. The only workouts I really seem to not get in are like on a Saturday or a Sunday, where they do a brick workout. For some reason, I just never get around to doing both of them. I'll do one, usually the bike ride. But if I get back to full strength foot-wise, I'll be doing the whole program. Like today, like this week, I'm supposed to be doing over 6 hours of training. And I think I might have one long bike ride that's, I don't think it's a couple hours, it might be an hour and a half. The one yesterday that I broke up by riding my old touring bike and my Trek was an hour and 25 minutes, and I came pretty close to the hour and 25 minutes. Well, I guess that's about an end of this podcast, and I'll talk to you next time. Hopefully, I'll be doing it more frequently than I have in the past month or so. So until then, happy trails. Bye.
Hey, if you've got a smartphone and you're interested, there's an app called Stitcher, and you can go to stitcher.com and download that app to your phone, and you'll be able to subscribe to either one of my podcasts, and when they become available, they automatically go into your favorites if you subscribe to them, and you don't have to use any of the memory on your phone to listen to them. So that's something to look into if you're interested. See ya.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.